Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 4. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Und wir sind sehr froh, hier zu sein.
Genau.
We are back with another episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. And this week, well, last time we had a very difficult text and quite a serious topic.
Yes.
This week, things aren't perhaps quite as serious.
Oh, you don't know how serious this topic is for German speakers.
Well, all I know is that I should be clapping along all the way through the episode.
Yes.
We've got a very interesting topic coming up. Of course, we've got an interesting question from one of our listeners. And then Oliveira will be back with our end part of the episode. And we've got some interesting phrases from Oliveira too. I think we should get straight on with the show.
Exactly.
Also, los geht's. As usual, we will listen to this text from Oliveira, and then Andrea and I will talk through the language covered in the text, giving us an opportunity to really understand everything that's contained in the episode and also talk about the grammar and the vocabulary in our text.
Genau. Bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit. Okay, over to Oliveira.
Hallo zusammen, hier ist Oliveira. Heute haben wir ein tolles Thema für euch. Es geht nämlich um den deutschen Schlager. Los geht's! Viele kennen ihn, viele verspotten ihn, aber trotzdem ist er eine der beliebtesten Musikrichtungen in Deutschland, der deutsche Schlager. Schlager ist, mit wenigen Ausnahmen, gute Laune Musik. In den Texten geht es um Liebe, Freundschaft, gute Zeiten und Freude am Leben, also um Sachen, zu denen jeder Mensch einen Bezug hat und an die er gerne denkt. Die Texte und Melodien sind einfach zu merken und auch damit reißt Schlagermusik die Massen schnell mit sich. Schlager sei für Deutsche wie Country für Amerikaner, heißt es. Doch sowohl in seiner Herkunft als auch in seiner Bedeutung in der Kultur gibt es deutliche Unterschiede. Ursprünglich soll sich Schlager aus der Operettenmusik entwickelt haben, welche selbst für die Unterhaltung der Menschen durch eingängige Melodien und einfach verständliche Texte bekannt ist. Mit der Erfindung der Schallplatte und des Radios wurde allgemein populäre Musik für die Massen zugänglich gemacht und weiterverbreitet. In den 1960er Jahren spaltete sich diese aber in zwei Lager, in das des klassischen Schlagers und das der deutschen Popmusik. Während in der Popmusik mit neuen Klängen und Texten experimentiert wurde, blieb der Schlager deutschsprachig und hielt sich an bereits bewährte Rhythmen und Melodien. Mit der Erfindung des Fernsehens erlebte der Schlager in den 70ern einen neuen Aufschwung und ist seitdem trotz neuen Genres und dem Zugang zu international erfolgreicher Musik lebendig. Heutzutage hört über die Hälfte der Deutschen noch gern Schlager. Und damit ist er die drittbeliebteste Stilrichtung in ganz Deutschland. Schlager ist im Radio und im Fernsehen präsent, aber er ist auch darüber hinaus an vielen Orten zu finden. Schlager ist überall, wo so richtig gefeiert wird. So wird zum Beispiel in Bierzelten bei Festen, wie zum Beispiel dem Oktoberfest, Schlager gespielt und neben dem Maßbier wird ordentlich mitgesungen. Bei Karneval geht es ähnlich zu. Bei den Fastnachtsfeierlichkeiten ist Schlager mit dabei. Auch die Après-Ski-Hütten und Diskotheken der Skiresorts im deutschsprachigen Raum sind ohne Schlager unvorstellbar. So werden die in der Skisaison beliebtesten Schlager auch oft Après-Ski-Hits genannt. Nicht zuletzt ist Schlagermusik natürlich auch in Mallorca ein großer Bestandteil der Feierkultur. wo deutsche Touristen sich zum Feiern sammeln, wie zum Beispiel am Ballermann, wird in den Clubs und am Strand neben Dancemusik hauptsächlich Schlager gespielt. Zu den beliebtesten Künstlern dieses Genres gehören heutzutage Musiker wie Andrea Berg, Michelle, Andreas Gabalier und die 17-fache Echo- und 3-fache Bambi-Preisträgerin Helene Fischer. Doch auch Musiker wie Dieter Thomas Kuhn oder Jürgen Drews sind bis heute noch aktiv und beliebt und werden vorerst nicht so schnell in Vergessenheit geraten.
Okay, so another long text, some interesting vocabulary, and let's face it, an interesting topic. Very, very typical, no?
Indeed, I love Schlager.
So Schlager, we're talking about Schlager music. Can you, in your own words, Andrea, in English, explain what Schlager is for anyone who's never heard of this genre of music?
So it's definitely music sung in German. Mm-hmm. And it has easy rhythms that you can clap along to.
Yep.
The topics are mostly about love or also very often about traveling somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And very often about Heimat. Heimat is home. So yep. We talk about the mountains or nice areas, lakes, etc., in German-speaking countries. It's Schlager is not only popular in Germany, mm-hmm. But also in Austria and Switzerland, and all three countries produce Schlagerstars,
mm-hmm.
and they are massively successful. And if you're not in it, you would think, who listens to this? But these people are so mega successful, and they have a fan base that would really make a lot of musicians jealous.
Jealous, yeah. Well, we're going to find out a little more about Schlager, and there are some suggestions that Oliveira has made that we can certainly have a listen to on YouTube or whatever to get a little feel for what this type of music entails. But let's now go through our text in detail, and we'll talk about the language covered. So let's begin.
Viele kennen ihn, viele verspotten ihn. Aber trotzdem ist er einer der beliebtesten Musikrichtungen in Deutschland. Der deutsche Schlager.
Okay, so ihn here. When I first read this, I kind of thought it meant him. But of course, we're now talking about it.
Yes, so literally it does mean him, mm-hmm. because der Schlager is masculine for us. Yeah, but if you would translate it into English, it would be it.
So many people know it, mm-hmm. are familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Verspotten, is that to make fun of something?
Yes.
So many people make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, trotzdem,
yes.
ist er einer der beliebtesten Musikrichtungen in Deutschland. It's one of the most beloved or the most popular music genres in Germany.
Yes.
The German Schlager.
Schlager ist, mit wenigen Ausnahmen, gute Laune Musik.
Right, so Ausnahmen.
Exceptions.
I was just thinking about, is it something to do with taking out?
Yes,
so you've
exactly.
taken things out, so they're
yes.
exceptions. Mm-hmm. So Schlager is with a few exceptions.
No, with few.
With few exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with few exceptions, kind of good feeling music.
Yeah, feel good music.
Feel good music, yeah.
Yeah. In den Texten geht es Liebe, Freundschaft, gute Zeiten und Freude am Leben.
So in the lyrics, mm-hmm. Geht es that's when you're saying it talks about.
Yes.
So the lyrics talk about love, friendship, good times and Freude am Leben. Is that like joy about life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also Sachen, zu denen jeder Mensch einen Bezug hat.
Right, so therefore mm-hmm. about things, zu denen jeder Mensch einen Bezug hat. What's einen Bezug?
Einen Bezug haben is to be able to relate to.
Right, so about things that every person can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Und an die er gerne denkt.
And likes to think about.
Yes.
Okay.
Die Texte und Melodien sind einfach zu merken.
So the lyrics and the melodies are easy to remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Und auch damit reißt Schlagermusik die Massen schnell mit sich. So, mit sich reißen. Reißen is to pull.
Right, okay. Yeah?
And mitreißen means I pull everybody along and everybody is coming with me.
Right, yeah? Okay.
And the Schlagermusik manages to pull everybody along.
Okay.
With the fact that the tunes and the lyrics are easy and you can remember them easily, so you can sing along.
You can sing along, yes. Yeah? So they naturally encourage everyone to sing along,
yes,
because they're easy to follow and
yes,
so on. Okay, good.
Schlager sei für Deutsche wie Country für Amerikaner, heißt es.
Okay, now I think this means Schlager is to Germans what country music is to Americans, but what's this sei?
Yeah, what is this sei? It is the Konjunktiv 1, which we use to say that this is a reported speech.
Okay, so they say that mm-hmm. Schlager is to Germans what country
yeah.
music is to
yeah.
Americans.
Yeah, so it says at the end, heißt es.
Heißt es, it
people
said.
Say.
Right.
And so, the sei says, tells us that it's not Oliveira who thinks that.
Yeah.
But it's that it's someone else, and okay. she's just quoting them.
Okay, good.
Let's continue. Doch sowohl in seiner Herkunft als auch in seiner Bedeutung in der Kultur gibt es deutliche Unterschiede.
Right.
So this is nice. Unterschiede is differences.
Differences, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here we have something really nice. Doch sowohl bla bla bla. Als auch, bla bla bla. What is sowohl als auch?
Is it as much as?
Yes.
And
yes.
also sort
yes.
of thing.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
So the Herkunft, is that its origins?
Yes.
It's where it comes from.
Yes.
So as much as in its origins, as in its meaning. Bedeutung?
Yes, meaning within the culture.
Within the culture, mm-hmm. okay. There are deutliche differences.
Deutlich distinct.
Distinct. So can you give us that full sentence in English just so that I fully understand
yes.
that?
Yes. So, but, we start here with but, mm-hmm. As much as in its origin, as well as in its meaning, in the culture, there are distinct differences.
Okay.
Ursprünglich soll sich Schlager aus der Operettenmusik entwickelt haben.
Okay, so this is a soll again, mm-hmm. and I think that means it's said to...
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So originally, Schlager was said to come from operetta music?
Yes.
Or have developed?
Yes,
from...
exactly. Entwickelt, developed. Mm-hmm. Welche selbst für die Unterhaltung der Menschen durch eingängige Melodien... und einfach verständliche Texte bekannt ist.
Right.
So let's look at this. Let's take this apart because it's a long sentence. Mm-hmm. Huh? So welche
a relative
bekannt?
Pronoun.
Yeah, welche is a relative pronoun und dann bekannt ist.
Known. It's known for.
Yes. And then what is it known for?
Well, it's selbst for itself. So mm-hmm. the operetta music mm-hmm, mm-hmm. is known for. Is it entertaining people?
Yes.
Through catchy melodies?
Yes, eingängig.
Text.
It goes into your head.
Yeah,
yeah?
Right.
Eingängige okay. Melodien, yeah, catchy tunes.
And simple lyrics.
Yes, einfach verständliche,
easily
so
understood.
Lyrics easily understood, yeah?
Yep.
Gut, super. Mit der Erfindung der Schallplatte und des Radios wurde allgemein populäre Musik für die Massen zugänglich gemacht. Und weiter verbreitet.
Right, okay, another long text mm. here. So with the invention of mm-hmm. the record player.
Yes.
And
so die Schallplatte is actually the record.
The record, okay.
Yeah, and the record player is der Plattenspieler.
Right, so the Schallplatte, then the record. So with the yeah. invention of the record and of radio,
mm-hmm.
The... popular music was made accessible for the masses.
Genau, zugänglich is accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the allgemein there, what's that?
Allgemein populäre Musik. Allgemein is obviously it concerns everybody, mm-hmm. and it's basically just popular music okay. that everybody liked. Mm-hmm. So wurde zugänglich gemacht, has been made accessible for the masses und weiter verbreitet.
Is that distributed
yes.
further?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In den 1960er Jahren spaltete sich diese aber in zwei Lager.
Right, so there's two camps. Right, mm-hmm. so in the 1960s, it split into two camps.
Yes.
Okay.
In das des klassischen Schlagers und das der deutschen Popmusik.
So in the classic Schlagers and then in German pop music.
Ja, genau. Während in der Popmusik mit neuen Klängen und Texten experimentiert wurde.
So while in pop music with new sounds, is that mm-hmm. sounds? And lyrics, people experimented, experimented.
Yes, blieb der Schlager deutschsprachig und hielt sich an bereits bewährte Rhythmen und Melodien.
So, it remained in the German language.
Mm-hmm.
And hielt sich an.
Sich halten an means to stick to something.
Okay, right. So it stuck to the rhythms and the melodies that had gone before.
Yeah, bewährt means it's been tried and tested.
Ah, right. So
yeah?
it stuck to the tried and tested rhythms and melodies.
Genau, ja. Mit der Erfindung des Fernsehens erlebte der Schlager in den 70ern einen neuen Aufschwung.
So again, we've got another invention here with the invention of the television. The Schlager in the 70s experienced a new upswing.
Yeah, genau. Yeah. Aufschwung is that it goes better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had a new revival.
Yes, yes. Und ist seitdem, trotz neuen Genres und dem Zugang zu international erfolgreicher Musik, lebendig.
So, lebendig must mean something like living.
Yeah, alive.
Right.
Alive. So it's still alive.
Trotz is despite.
Mm-hmm.
So despite the new genres and mm-hmm. Zugang, the is that like access?
Access, yeah.
To international successes.
Successful music. So
right.
music that is internationally successful.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. So despite this, der Schlager ist very much alive.
Okay.
Heutzutage hört über die Hälfte der Deutschen noch gern Schlager.
So, these days, over half of Germans
mm-hmm.
Still enjoy listening to Schlager.
Genau. Und damit ist er die drittbeliebteste Stilrichtung in ganz Deutschland. So wird es und damit.
It's one of these things that it either looks forward or
it looks backwards.
Back. Yeah,
I look back. So, und damit, and with this, mm-hmm. so we've just heard that more than half of the Germans still like listening to Schlager.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, und damit, ist er die drittbeliebteste Stilrichtung in ganz Deutschland.
Does that mean it's the third most popular style of music in the whole of Germany?
Yes. I'm actually surprised it's only third. Yeah. Schlager ist im Radio und im Fernsehen präsent.
So it's present on the television and the radio.
Ja. Aber er ist auch darüber hinaus an vielen Orten zu finden.
But it's also found in many other places.
Yes. Und the darüber hinaus means beyond radio and television.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schlager ist überall, wo so richtig gefeiert wird.
It's everywhere, wo so richtig gefeiert wird, where people are celebrating.
Well, I think here appropriate would be partying.
Partying, okay.
Yeah?
So it can be found everywhere where people are partying.
Yes. So wird zum Beispiel in Bierzelten bei Festen, wie zum Beispiel dem Oktoberfest, Schlager gespielt. und neben dem Maßbier wird ordentlich mitgesungen. So, let's look at the first bit.
Okay.
So wird zum Beispiel in Bierzelten, bei Festen wie zum Beispiel dem Oktoberfest, Schlager gespielt.
So, Schlager is played, for example, in beer tents?
Yes.
In parties, bei Festen?
Ja.
For example, in the Oktoberfest?
Ja, exactly. Und neben dem Maßbier wird ordentlich mitgesungen.
I'm not sure about this part.
So, neben dem Maßbier.
What's the Mass?
So, the Mass. I'm surprised, Mark, okay? The Mass is a measurement in which we measure beer.
Okay, right.
And it is exactly 1 liter. So, if you see these big German beer glasses,
yep.
They are a Mass.
Right, so this is beside then your liter of beer?
Yes. Wird ordentlich mitgesungen.
So something about singing along, but what does ordentlich mean?
Ordentlich means that you do it properly. So if there is, for example, a big hit is Atemlos by Helene Fischer, and you wouldn't sing like this. Atemlos, la la la. You sing Atemlos, la la la.
Right, so you're sing, fully in the moment.
Yeah, you use your voice and your body and
I
everything.
See. Okay, yes? Enthusiastically sing along.
Exactly. So, bei Karneval geht es ähnlich zu.
So, in Carnival times, it's the same?
Yes, it's similar.
It's similar, yeah.
Bei den Fastnachtsfeierlichkeiten ist Schlager mit dabei.
What is the Fastnachtsfeierlichkeiten?
Mark, we need to have a chat here. So, Fastnacht ist Karneval.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it's more in the south that we say Fastnacht and in the north they would say more Karneval.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And Fastnacht, some people say Fastnet, etc., etc. There are many words to describe these festivities.
Okay.
Yeah. Und Feierlichkeiten?
Fire is to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Celebrations.
Celebrations. Okay, so the
Fastnacht. Carnival celebrations. So, bei den Fastnachtsfeierlichkeiten ist Schlager mit dabei.
So, Schlager is part of these carnivals.
Festivities.
Yeah.
Yes. Auch die Après-Ski-Hütten und Diskotheken der Skiresorts im deutschsprachigen Raum sind ohne Schlager unvorstellbar.
Right, unvorstellbar. I think that's unimaginable, isn't
yes.
it? Right. So, also in the après ski huts and the discos and ski resorts in the German speaking area are unimaginable without Schlager.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Skifahren.
Yeah, yes,
that one.
Exactly. So werden die in der Skisaison beliebtesten Schlager auch oft après ski hits genannt.
So, in the ski season, the most popular Schlager are often called après-ski hits.
Yes, and there are entire albums sold.
I've got some.
You have après-ski hits.
Yeah, I don't know I've got a CD of après-ski hits. Yeah.
Nicht zuletzt ist Schlagermusik natürlich auch in Mallorca ein großer Bestandteil der Feierkultur.
So, nicht zuletzt, is that like saying last but not least?
Yes.
Schlager music is also naturally in Mallorca a big part of festival culture, of celebration culture.
Yeah, partying.
Partying, okay.
Wo deutsche Touristen sich zum Feiern sammeln?
Where German tourists sich zum Feiern are partying together.
Yeah, come together to party.
Okay.
Wie zum Beispiel am Ballermann.
So, as for example, at Ballermann, which I assume is a club or something like that.
No, the Ballermann is a beach in Mallorca, and it has been taken over by German tourists.
I've never been there, can I just say?
And don't go there.
Okay.
Also, wie zum Beispiel am Ballermann, wird in den Clubs und am Strand neben Dancemusik hauptsächlich Schlager gespielt.
So, in the clubs and on the beach, along with dance music, Schlager is also played.
Not also, but mainly, hauptsächlich.
Mainly, okay.
Ja.
Right.
Zu den beliebtesten Künstlern dieses Genres gehören heutzutage Musiker wie Andrea Berg, Michelle, Andreas Gabalier und die 17-fache Echo- und dreifache Bambi-Preisträgerin Helene Fischer.
Okay, quite a mouthful there.
Yes.
As the most popular exponents of this
artists,
okay. Mm-hmm. You can hear modern day music.
Careful, gehören, belong.
Right, I'm thinking about hearing things.
Nein, belong. So, heutzutage, nowadays.
Yep. Musicians like Andrea Berg, Michel, Andreas Gabalier, and then is it the 17 times Echo and 3 times Bambi Prize winner?
Yes.
Helene Fischer.
Ja, so Echo und Bambi, das sind Auszeichnungen, Awards.
Uh-huh.
Ja, die sind wirklich sehr prestigeträchtig.
And are they specifically for Schlager?
Nein, für Musik.
Ah, right, okay, but they're presumably...
Für Musik und Bambi, glaube ich, auch für Musik und Film.
Okay.
Ja.
But there presumably are Schlager sections or Schlager
ja,
Awards
natürlich,
within
natürlich,
these.
Okay. Ja, natürlich, natürlich, ja. Genau, so... Das sind die Namen ein paar Musikern dieses Genres. Und Helene Fischer ist by far the most successful one.
Well, if you're looking for someone to look up, then start with Helene Fischer. You'll get a feel for what Schlager music looks like.
The opinions are divided.
Okay.
Doch auch Musiker wie Dieter Thomas Kuhn oder Jürgen Drews sind bis heute noch aktiv und beliebt.
So, but also musicians such as Dieter Thomas Kuhn or Jürgen Drews.
Drews.
Drews, sorry.
Yeah.
are until today still active and loved.
Ja, genau. Und werden vorerst nicht so schnell in Vergessenheit geraten.
And won't be forgotten quickly. Something like that.
Yes, vorerst. Is in the nearest future.
Okay, mm-hmm. And won't be so quickly forgotten in the near future.
Yes.
There we go. Well, that is an interesting text on Schlager, and definitely we would suggest that our listeners have a look for some Schlager hits on YouTube or something like that, and to get a little feel for that. Of course, we can't include these in the podcast. We'd love to be able to do that, but
that
for copyright reasons, we can't. But do have a look on YouTube.
Yes, it
like
is... maybe difficult if you haven't grown up with this, you maybe find it hard to comprehend. Mm-hmm. My husband, who is Scottish, doesn't get it. Okay, he has just no access to this whatsoever. But I love it, and we play it often at work and sing along. It just gives us a good feeling.
Maybe we should do that here in the radio.
Yes, do it.
Offices
do it.
We're going to take a short break now and perhaps go and listen to some Schlager music.
Yes.
We'll be back soon. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back. You're listening, of course, to Coffee Break German, and this is where the listener becomes the star of the show. We're talking this week about Marianne. Marianne's got a question here, and let's have a listen to it.
Hi, Mark and Andrea. It's Marianne from Sydney here. I'm so excited to see that there's more German content coming, so that's really good. My question is about talking about things in the past, and I know there's no imperfect tense, but I'm still struggling with conveying the idea of as something was happening. For instance, if you said as I was going around the corner, would you use als and the perfect tense or als and the preteritum? Just saying als ich die Ecke gegangen bin just sounds really clumsy to me and doesn't seem to convey that idea of was happening. Anyway, if you can help with that, I know you don't use the preteritum much in German, but it just seems a bit more natural in that situation. I hope you can answer that for me. I'm looking forward to travelling to Germany in September and using my German, and also Italy using my coffee break Italian. So keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for your question, Marianne. And it is actually a very good question because it's something that I think about quite a lot. Having been sort of brought up on French and Spanish and Italian, first of all, before I started looking at German, I think there is a natural thought process that I go, if anyone has listened to our other podcast, you'll immediately know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about rothers and thtums. When something is ongoing, then it's interrupted by something else. So, Andrea, how does this work in German? Is it good news or is it bad news?
Yes. So, Marianne, you this is a very good question and you made me work hard here. I had to actually phone someone. Because,
phone a friend.
Yeah, I had to phone a friend because I doubted myself and I couldn't find any information on it on the internet. My friend that I phoned said I was correct. And the fact is that we're a bit lazy, us German speakers, and we can use als with any past tense. So with the preteritum or the perfect or the plusquamperfect, which we haven't looked at.
Yeah, don't worry about that one. That's the pluperfect in English, but we will come to that at some point. It's very easy.
So the preteritum is the imperfect tense, and you could, some people call it imperfect, but normally literature calls it preteritum, and that's why I've used that word. And you can use als with either preteritum or the perfect. So I'm going to make an example. Als ich eine Banane aß, fing es an zu regnen.
Okay, so while you were eating your banana, it began to rain.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. So I could also say, als ich eine Banane aß, hat es angefangen zu regnen.
So let's just be clear about this. The first time both were preteritums.
Yes.
This time you've started with a preteritum and then ended with a perfect.
Yes. So, and it means the same.
Means the same, right, yeah. Okay.
I could also say, als ich eine Banane gegessen habe, fing es an zu regnen.
Okay, so there you're starting with the perfect and finishing with the preteritum.
Yes.
Okay, so can I try the last one? Mm-hmm. Als ich eine Banane gegessen habe, mm-hmm. hat es angefangen zu regnen.
Exactly.
Can you just say that in proper German?
So, als ich eine Banane gegessen habe, hat es angefangen zu regnen.
Okay.
So they all mean the same. Now, Marianne says, oh, it sounds a bit unnatural and a bit clumsy. Yes, that's true. I would instinctively also say, als ich eine Banane aß, fing es an zu regnen. I find this nice. It mm-hmm. sounds nice. From a grammatical point of view, it doesn't really make a difference. Careful, though, and that is the tricky bit. A lot of these preteritum tenses are irregular.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we have become lazy, because we have to think too much. Oh, what is this irregular tense here? And that's why we've started using the perfect a bit more.
Okay, so sometimes when you've got one of those irregular imperfects or preteritums, that's when you want to avoid that and just use your perfect, because
yes.
chances are the past participle will be easier to
remember. Yes, and we know that especially in spoken German, the preteritum is used less frequently, and the development is into this direction.
Okay, well, just one final thing on that, and that is just watch the word order of the second part of the sentence every case.
Very, very good, yes. So, als ich eine Banane aß, fing es an zu regnen. So what have you spotted here?
Mark? Well, we're starting with the verb. So fing es in the second part.
Yes. So if we look at positions, mm-hmm. position one, position two, als ich eine Banane aß, is the subordinate clause, yeah. And it takes up position one.
So it's almost like saying heute,
yes.
Thing is, or
yes,
you know,
exactly.
Something like that. Just
exactly.
The position one can be a long thing like als ich eine Banane gegessen habe or whatever.
Yes.
But that's just position one, and therefore position two will be your verb.
My verb. So yeah. Fing es an zu regnen.
Good. Okay, hopefully that answered Marianne's question. Thank you for calling in with your question, Marianne. And if you have a question like Marianne, then you can call our voicemail line. And you can do so by calling in the UK 0141 416 6880. In the US 347 474 6880. And in Australia, it's 087200-6880. And of course, if you prefer, you can always just go straight to Coffee Break Questions, where you can leave us a voicemail on the website. We're back with the final segment of this week's podcast, and we are here with Oliveira. Hello, Oliveira.
Hallo, Mark.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's super heute, danke. Und dir?
Ja, mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Also, was hast du heute für uns? And this is the Sahnehäubchen, ja? Yeah?
Genau, im heutigen Sahnehäubchen habe ich eine Redewendung, die heißt ein Wink mit dem Zaunpfahl.
Right, so this week's idiomatic expression or figurative expression is, again, let's see it.
Ein Wink mit dem Zaunpfahl.
So, ein Wink mit dem Zaunpfahl.
Yes.
Okay, so is ein Wink a wink?
No, it's not a wink. It,
okay.
That's a false friend.
Right.
Ein Wink means a wave. So when you're waving at someone, then you say, ich winke dir.
So to wave at someone is winken.
Genau.
Okay. And then this other word, Zaunpfahl?
Zaunpfahl is a compound noun.
Mm-hmm.
Zaun means fence.
Yeah.
And Pfahl is a post. So it's like, it's a post in your fence, or
right.
You could just say that it's like a signpost.
Okay, so it's a fence post,
mm-hmm.
or a signpost.
Yes.
So what is this wave with a signpost or a fence post?
Well, as the expression says, it's a very obvious sign.
Uh-huh.
So if you're waving a signpost at someone, it's not just, you know, a signpost, which is already obvious, but you're also waving it at someone.
Okay.
So it's like a very exaggerated, obvious sign of something.
Right. So can you explain when this would be used?
You would use this, for example, if someone's flirting with your friend,
okay.
And you think it's very obvious, but your friend doesn't notice.
Okay.
You would tell your friend, ach komm schon, es ist ein Wink mit dem Zaunpfahl. Warum siehst du das nicht?
Okay, so come on. That's a
yes.
Really clear, obvious hint that person is flirting with
yes.
You.
Yes.
Why don't you see it? Is that
yeah,
what you
ganz
said there?
Genau.
Okay, so ein Wink mit dem Zaunpfahl.
Yeah, genau.
Okay.
There is also other versions that showed up, for example, around the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
Im 18. Jahrhundert gab es auch ein Wink mit dem Laternenpfahl, because Laterne is a lantern,
mm-hmm.
And that's around the time that they were introduced, that they were used.
Okay.
And, you know, eine Laterne ist sehr hell. It's very,
very bright. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you would just wave a whole lantern post
mm-hmm.
at that person, so
okay.
Making a very obvious sign.
Yeah.
Or you could also, sometimes you say, ein Wink mit dem Scheunentor.
Scheunentor?
Scheune is where the animals are kept.
Okay, I suppose it depends, a sty if it's pigs, or
yes,
a barn if
yeah.
It's cows or
a
something.
Barn,
a barn.
A barn door.
Uh-huh.
Or like a barn gate.
Yeah.
So you're just waving a whole barn gate at someone. Very obvious.
These images of all these people waving things, trying to make it clear. that person's flirting with you.
Yes, it's very
or
funny.
Or other situations. Other situations too. You need to make sure that when you're going out with your friends to the bar or the disco or wherever, you take all the things that you're going to wave, yeah?
Das ist eine sehr komische Vorstellung, aber ja. Genau.
Okay, that's it for the Sahnehäubchen for today's episode, and thank you, Oliveira.
Dankeschön, Mark. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Well, that is it for this episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. We hope that you've enjoyed it, that you've learned something, and indeed that you check out some Schlager music while making sure you've got all those things with you to draw the attention to someone. We will be back again soon with more. In the meantime, make sure you check out coffeebreakacademy.com, where you'll be able to find the premium version of this episode and indeed all the episodes of our series with the transcripts, the lesson notes, the exercises and the vocabulary guides, which will help you get more out of these episodes. You can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Don't forget that you can practice your German on social media. Search for Coffee Break German on Facebook. We're Learn German on Twitter, and you can find Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And that will certainly give you something to do before our next episode. That next episode is coming soon. Andrea, what are we talking about next time?
I think we're going to Switzerland.
I look forward to that then. We will be joining Andrea in Switzerland, and you can join us too. And that's coming up very soon. But for now, we'd like to say thank you for listening. Vielen Dank. And bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.